This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The hand of Yahuwah is moving, a tremor felt across the nations. For too long, the echoes of Edom have grown louder, their shadows stretching across the earth. They build their towers of steel, boast of their strength, but understand this. They are vessels of wrath, instruments of judgment about to be turned against their own makers. The iron they so proudly wield will be broken. We see it unfolding, a dismantling of the systems built on arrogance and fueled by ancient animosity towards Israel. Obadiah spoke of Edom's pride, their dwelling in the cliffs of Sela, their false sense of security. They believed themselves untouchable, masters of their domain. But Yahuwah sees all, and he remembers the covenant. This isn't about political analysis, friends. It's about recognizing the lineage. These are the descendants of Esau, carrying forward a hatred etched into their very foundation. Generations have passed, empires have risen and fallen, but the heart of Edom remains unchanged. They cloak themselves in new garments, the language of diplomacy, the guise of humanitarian aid, but the spirit is the same. They amass weapons, forge alliances, speak of peace while simultaneously preparing for war. A contradiction, you say? No. It's the pattern of Edom, a people who mistake temporary power, a loan from Yahuwah intended to test and refine his people, for inherent right. They believe they can dictate the course of nations, control the destiny of humankind. But they are mistaken. The scales of judgment are aligning, a precise reckoning underway. Look closely at the intricate web they've spun, the alliances, the economic dependencies. This is the new Babylon, a system built on deceit and oppression. The so-called protectors of freedom are themselves deeply entangled in the pursuit of power and profit. They are merchants of destruction, profiting from conflict, fueling the fires of discord. This is the mark of Edom, a people consumed by greed and driven by envy. And now we see the cracks appearing. The iron is beginning to bend, to weaken. Reports confirm the shifting of power dynamics, the unraveling of carefully constructed agreements. The foundations are crumbling, not through external force, but through internal decay. Yes, Yahuwah foretold this, the turning and breaking of iron, Yes, Yahuwah 34:8. It's not a sudden collapse, but a gradual erosion, a fracturing of the very structures they've relied upon for so long. This isn't merely geopolitical maneuvering. It's a celestial witnessing of judgment, Yahuwah 3:4. The heavens themselves declare the coming reckoning. The disturbances we observe in the natural order are not random occurrences. They are signs, portents of the great and terrible day of Yahuwah. But amidst this judgment, there is also a promise of restoration. For scattered Israel, the awakening is happening. The Kahal, dispersed across the nations, is beginning to remember its heritage, to reclaim its identity. We are seeing a shedding of the imposed garments of exile, a return to the Kochim of our ancestors. The thread of Kadesh, holiness, separation, is being woven into the fabric of restoration, Yes, Yahuwah 4:3. It's a call to return to the covenant, to separate ourselves from the defilements of Babylon, to prepare for the renewal that is to come. This is not a call to arms, but a call to remembrance. To remember who we are, whose we are, and what we are called to do. To reclaim Zion's garments, to embrace our inheritance, Yeshikel 36:9. To walk in the light of Yahuwah, and to be a beacon of truth in a world shrouded in darkness. The judgment on Edom is not a cause for celebration, but a solemn reminder of the consequences of wickedness. It is a call to repentance, a plea for righteousness, and a promise of redemption for those who turn to Yahuwah with a sincere heart. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.